Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Colonel Dana Duffy's career as an Air Force fighter pilot, the basis for many of the experiences in his books, all called Action Lover's Delights, exciting, believable military thrillers. His Air Force career spanned 24 years, pilot training in Georgia and instructor in Texas, to the skies over Southeast Asia, and from flying the F-4 Phantom in Germany to the F-16 Falcon in South Carolina, Korea, and Germany. The book we're talking about today is Tremble, based in South Korea, where Duthie was a squadron commander of the 80th Fighter Squadron flying their F-16, 1985-86. North Korea is at it again. Kim Jong-un raids and kills several UN weapons inspectors and holds three other hostages at one of the suspected nuclear sites. The U.S. unilaterally mounts a SEAL team raid to rescue the hostages. Dana is also the author of Dark Reign and Phantoms of the Shah. Colonel Duthie also paid his dues with three headquarters assignments and professional schooling. Retired from the Air Force in 1992, lives now Broomfield in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, with his wife. They have two children, three grandchildren nearby, and one of the grandsons currently assigned to the USS Carl Vinson nuclear aircraft carrier in the Pacific. Welcoming back to the program to talk about Tremble is the author, Dana Duthie. Dana, welcome back to the program. It's great to have you with us once again.
Yeah, thanks, Rick. Appreciate it. Enjoying it very much.
Well, this is good. We talked about Dark Reign, and you can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on to the podcast of that show. You can get the video version by going to YouTube or going to our website and clicking on videos, and you'll be able to do that there as well. Tremble, the book we're talking about, Dana, also the author of Phantoms of the Shah. You know, I mentioned in the beginning, it's interesting, you've got a grandson that's on the USS Carl Vinson. That has to be a great source of pride for you, that he followed in the military as well in working on the aircraft carrier.
Oh, it absolutely is. He probably one of the best times of my life was when I got to swear him in after I had retired. They let me do it, get back in my uniform, which I had to have let out, and I had to get a haircut. But I got to swear him into the Navy, and it was a surprise to him. He didn't know it.
Ah.
And he's definitely doing well. He's the guy on the top of the deck that, you know, winds up and points to the sky for Tom Cruise before they let the catapult loose.
Oh, yes. It's
called a yellow shirt. One of the most dangerous jobs that there is.
I was going to say, boy, you watch some video. I've never been on there, but you watch the video, and it seems like everybody is in danger, aren't they, on those aircraft carriers?
Oh, yeah. They almost lose somebody overboard on every cruise. They don't lose them completely. They go pick them up, but they can get blown off those things in a heartbeat.
What's it like landing on one of those?
I don't know. I never had to do that. I'm thankful of that.
Yes.
The runways that I landed on weren't moving very well, very much, so it wasn't too bad. But they're actually now, with the new technology, the airplane almost lands itself. They lock in to the ball, as it's called, and it just slides it right on down and touches down. Obviously, the pilot's not taking his hands off the controls, but it's a lot easier than it used to be back in the World War II in the Pacific.
The airplanes that you flew, the F-4 Phantom and the F-16 Falcon, how much of that was sort of computer taking over? Was it a 50-50? How did that work? Because you hear that with commercial pilots, that a lot of them will say a lot of it is done now by computer. What was it like when you were flying?
Yeah, the F-4 didn't have that kind of technology at all. We had, you locked on to navigational aids, but that's about it. The F-16, as well, it's called the electric jet because it's basically because of the way the thing is designed. If it didn't have the batteries working and everything else, it would fly out of control, and that's how they can actually design that airplane so it can fly such tight turns and accelerate going straight up and everything else. But it's not like some of the bigger airplanes in the Air Force now, the newer ones and definitely newer airlines, where you're right, they can dial in a destination, the airplane will fly there, and actually land itself. That's not the case with either F-4 or F-16.
Did you like that you actually sort of had a better feel? I'm saying that now as a non-pilot, almost would have a better feel for the plane because you're actually flying it.
Yeah, in fact, when they first came out with the F-16, the stick, which is actually on the side, it's called a side stick controller. It's not between your legs. It didn't move. It just sensed the pressure that the pilot would put on it to the nose up, nose down, left or right. All of guys right off the bat did not like that. So they went in and they changed it. So now it moves a quarter of an inch. So you actually get the idea that you're the one flying the airplane, even though the electronics are moving the flight controls based on the pressure that you're putting on the stick. So, yeah, I definitely needed that kind of feedback, especially when you're going to pull 9 Gs.
Yeah, okay, that's something else. We could do a program just based on, several programs just based on everything you just said there. Dana, this is why his books are so lifelike, because he's been there. He understands what it is to be involved in military situations like that. His books are Dark Reign, Phantoms of the Shah, and the one we're talking about specifically on the program today, which is Tremble. Let's talk about that. It's based in South Korea. You have a history with South Korea. Talk about that and how this whole story developed in your mind, and maybe some of it actually unfolding as in real life.
Yeah, I was a squadron commander of an F-16 squadron in South Korea. Very good squadron with a lot of history on it. They flew in South Pacific and P-38s in World War II. We're now in the F-16. The good thing about having a squadron, being a squadron commander there, is I had complete attention of all the pilots because their wives and families weren't with them. So we worked hard, we played hard, and we had a real mission. And one of the missions was to watch and be careful with North Korea. And at the time, it wasn't actually Kim Jong-un. I used his name in the book. It was his father.
Yes.
And they were they were developing nuclear capabilities, still are, of course. And we actually had a couple of targets set up there just in case we needed it. So that's where I got the idea of it, and that's how I built the story around that.
Talk about Brad Mitchell, appears in several of the books that you've written, the 80th Squadron Commander. Talk a little bit about him, how you developed that character, and how much of that is somewhat autobiographical.
Pretty much all of it.
Okay.
That's how I developed it. Everything that he does was what I have done, other than the actual, you know, flights in the conflict, in the fictional story. But, you know, there's the in Tremble, for example, he takes the squadron down to the Philippines for training, and he has issues with one of his enlisted guys who falls in love. So pretty much Brad Mitchell, with the exception of the last part of Dark Reign, where he worked as a wing commander at Andrews Air Force Base outside of D.C. I never did that. But pretty much all the rest of Brad Mitchell is Dana Doopie.
You know, I mentioned in there,
His call sign is Conan, and that was my call sign.
Ah, interesting. So good information as you're reading the book written by Dana Doothy. That's D-U-T-H-I-E. His website is danadoothybooks.com. Find him at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places. Tremble, we're talking about. His other books are Dark Reign and Phantoms of the Shah. In there, you've got like the Navy SEAL, a raid that they're taking part in. Talk about that, because as you're reading reviews, people are getting sort of a different side of a SEAL operation as well. Talk about their involvement.
Well, that's interesting, too. I did not know, for example, until my grandson got on the carrier, that every carrier has a SEAL team with it. And the SEAL teams are, you know, obviously have been pretty famous. The SEAL Team 6 got Osama bin Laden. And,
yep.
And the current captain of my grandson's ship, the Vincent, is an ex-SEAL from SEAL Team 6. So I used them as the in both Tremble and Dark Reign, as and in fact Phantoms of the Shaw. There's some SEALs involved in that story as well. They would be the guys who would go in and try to, you know, rescue somebody up north in North Korea, or to go into Libya and pull back an airplane that's been stolen. It would be them and or the special forces from the Army.
Tremble is the book we're talking about on the program today. Dana Duthie, you sort of see things getting back to somewhat normal during the course of the book. Is there any such thing as normal in dealing with North Korea? I mean, you've seen that firsthand. I get the impression we never should take our eyes off North Korea and Kim Jong-un.
I definitely agree with that. The guy's he's nuts. And, you know, I wouldn't say it's certifiable, but there sure is a lot of evidence. You know, he wears cowboy boots around. He does everything that he throws his people in jail for doing. His father was a little bit better, a little bit calmer. And his grandfather a little bit better there, but he's getting more and more, I think, out of control. This, you know, President Trump had some sort of a relationship with him, he thinks, but I don't think it's gone anywhere or will go anywhere. Well, especially after the election, who knows? But he is definitely an issue. So there is no such thing as normal with North Korea.
You get a little bit of that insight in his book, Tremble. Again, it's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, DanDuthieBooks.com. That information will be on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The other book that you've written about, Phantoms of the Shaw, give us sort of a brief overview. Again, I mentioned in the beginning, I can remember as this unfolds, and as you're reading, you can sort of see rip from the headlines in what you're writing about there. Overview of Phantoms.
Yeah, Phantom story actually is a true story to a point. When I was flying the F-4 in Germany in the 70s, we actually took a training trip, took the squadron to Shiraz, Iran, in southern Iran, and flew with Iranian pilots in both training and side-by-side. We were training them. This was just before they kicked out the Shah and all hell broke loose in Tehran. So that's a true story to a point. The fictional part of it that led to bombing Shiraz and everything else was not. But there's a point in there where we needed to get out of town in a hurry. And I took my flight and faked radio failure with the tower so that I could get us airborne, because if I didn't, I wasn't sure we were going to get airborne. So that's a true story, true part of the story as well.
Yeah, we've got Brad Mitchell. Dana's got Brad Mitchell back in Phantoms of the Shaw as well. You mentioned the last time, and please go check out the podcast, and you'll find it on our website and iHeart Podcast, Apple, Amazon, Spotify, all of those. And talking about the first book, Dark Reign, talk about working maybe on another book. You've mentioned that a fourth book is sort of formulating in your mind there. How are you coming on that? And in overall, if you feel comfortable talking about the topic.
Yeah, it basically is when Brad or when I was a young captain and flying in Southeast Asia as a forward air controller in the OV-10, which is a twin engine prop aircraft over Cambodia. And again, that was, I really did that. I got there right at the end of the war in Cambodia. So the story that I'm developing would be a return into Cambodia. And then basically the name of the book will be, if I write it, will be Convoy Cover. It's a convoy of boats coming, or ships coming up the Mekong River to bail out the folks that are surrounded at Phnom Penh, the capital of Korea, and or capital of Cambodia, and our activities to keep them safe. That's kind of the gist of what it's going to be. And it would just, unfortunately, I did these books backwards, sort of like Star Wars, I guess. Dark Reign was at the end of Mitchell's career, and Tremble was just before that. Phantoms was just before that. And this one would be the first of four stories if the if you, fortunately, you don't have to read one to read the others.
So. Yeah, I was just going to mention, these are all self-contained, so you can read all three, and I would recommend that, or you could pick one, two, three, and read it, not necessarily in any order. A couple minutes left in the program. You're very descriptive in all of the books. Did you keep a diary with some of these details, or are these parts of your life that you just, you almost feel like you lived them a couple of weeks ago? It stays with you all of your life.
Yeah, especially the flying parts, and then some of the hijinks that the guys get into.
Well, yes,
those are easy to remember. But I did use Google a few times as well, so to get back and confirm, for example, that's what, you know, that part of the airplane was or whatever.
Yes,
but, and most of it just from plain memory. I also queried a couple of my good friends, co-workers, co-pilots, on is this the way it was in your memory as well?
So. You know, you enlighten and entertain with your books. From your standpoint, as you go back and when you started this series with Dark Reign, what's it like for you? Is it fun going back and reliving these moments and telling the story?
Oh, absolutely. It's a lot of fun. And especially, like I said, with the Dark Reign portion, I dedicate, and actually in Phantom, I say that, I dedicate these stories to the people and the that I worked with and for and worked for me throughout my Air Force career. And that made it a lot of fun to get back into, you know, how did we do these things, and, you know, coming up with a story that they would appreciate as well.
Well, yeah, and you mentioned that. I'm glad you said that, because you have that in the books. This really is a tribute to all of the military that that came before you and got us to where we are in terms of world standing in where we are today.
Absolutely. Yesterday was Veterans Day, and I'm proud of every one of them as much as I'm proud of myself.
A minute or so left here, and well, you should be. I go back to your grandson. Has he read your books? Is he like, wow, Grandpa, you actually, wow, you did this?
Yeah. In fact, the first one, Dark Reign, he gave it to his captain. Here's a, you know, one striper on the deck. His captain had actually met one of the subjects in my book. A guy named Boomer. They actually know each other. And so after Carter read the book, he happened to, you know, he met the captain one day and asked him if he wanted it, and he gave it to him. So the captain's read my books too. So yeah, he's read them both, and he'll get a copy of the third one here pretty quick.
That's just what an amazing legacy there. That's so exciting. Boy, the time has gone by so quickly. We did two shows with Dana. This one on the book focusing on Tremble, but talking about the others as well. Dark Reign is in the podcast network. You'll find it by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, or wherever you listen to podcasts. The website is danaduthybooks.com. That's Dana's website. Great information there. It's very easy to navigate. It's Duthie, danaduthybooks.com. You'll find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. The books, Dark Reign, Tremble, and Phantoms of the Shaw. Dana, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success, the amazing stories you tell in these three books. Looking forward to book number four, and hopefully we can talk about that. Thank you for spending some time with us the last couple of weeks on the program.
Well, thank you very much, Rick. Appreciate the time, and nice talking to you.
Thank you. It's been fun talking to Dana Duthie. His website, danaduthiebooks.com. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.